cartel gunfire in Cancun kills six-year-old, wounds parents. By Robert Arce on April 26, 2019. A local six-year-old in Cancun was killed after being struck by state cartel gunfire as the child was preparing to enter her house with her parents this week. An unidentified male who was the intended target died at the scene. Two cartel gunmen riding on a motorcycle in Cancun opened fire on an unidentified male who was walking along the road in Colonia Supermanzana 75, fatally striking him multiple times. While carrying out the execution, several stray rounds stuck the child on the left side of her chest and left arm. Yasli was moving toward her residence with her parents who were also struck. Her father, Denver S.H., 39, was hit in the left arm while the mother, Lordy Karina, R.B., 29, was shot on the right side of her pelvis. The child's father picked up Yasli and ran three blocks to Clinica del Seguro Social in Region 89, where the child died. Both parents received treatment for non-life-threatening wounds, according to local media. The intended target of the cartel gunman remains unidentified. No further information has been developed and released pertaining to the identity of the shooters. Breitbart News reports extensively on the cartel violence in once peaceful Cancun. In 2018, the traditional tourist magnet smashed its previous annual record for murders with at least 546. The previous mark was 227 in 2017. The ongoing violence is attributed to the turf wars between the cartel Jalisco Nueva Generación, Los Zetas, Gulf, and smaller groups loyal to the Sinaloa cartel. In January, Breitbart News reported on seven people killed when cartel gunmen stormed a residence and opened fire. In another attack, three men were killed and two others wounded along one of the main avenues in the city. Also, cartel gunmen stormed a bar and killed five in February. Cancun homicide cases per year. 2018, 546. 2017, 227. 2016, 61. 2015, 37. 2014, 21. Robert Arce is a retired Phoenix police detective with extensive experience working Mexican organized crime and street gangs. Arce has worked in the Balkans, Iraq, Haiti, and recently completed a three-year assignment in Monterrey, Mexico, working out of the consulate for the United States Department of State, International Narcotics, and Law Enforcement Program, where he was the regional program manager for Northeast Mexico, Coahuila, Tamaulipas, Nuevo León, Durango, San Luis Potosí, Zacatecas. You can follow him on Twitter. He can be reached at robertrarce@gmail.com.